It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Mostly cloudy. It is breezy and 74. KSL's top story. The Bible will no longer be on library shelves in Davis School District elementary and middle schools. That's after a review committee evaluated a challenge to the Bible about its contents under a relatively new Utah law. KSL legal analyst Greg Skortis says this challenge could be a way of challenging the law rather than challenging the Bible.
It's a message that somebody filed this with the school district, somebody who, a parent who's upset about the removal of some book that they thought should have been kept there, said, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why don't you take a look at the Bible and take it off the shelves? And boy, I think we're going to have to really take a second look at this legislation now.
There's already an appeal in the works to reconsider the decision. Long before that announcement this morning, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints reaffirmed its commitment to staying politically neutral. In a statement, church leaders updated their past position by saying they remain neutral in matters of politics, but reserve the right to address issues with significant moral consequences or that directly affect their missions, teachings, or operations. KSL News Time, 5:32. KSL's top national story, the next likely step in the Senate for the debt ceiling bill is making changes. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reports from Washington.
Senator Tim Kaine has said that he wants to remove a provision in the bill that would expedite this natural gas pipeline that Senator Joe Manchin has been pushing for. We've also heard from the Bernie Sanders of the world saying they don't like the work requirement provisions in this. The Senator Mike Lees of the world basically saying that they think this doesn't cut enough spending. So really the question is going to come down to how much will that amendment process hold up the vote?
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says when it comes to a vote, he'll be saying yes on the debt ceiling deal.
This comes after our other Utah Senator, Mike Lee, spoke adamantly against the deal yesterday. But Romney held a press call today with local media and says it's better than the alternatives.
It's not perfect. It has flaws. There are lots of ways it could be better. But in a government that is part Democrat and part Republican, it is a compromise that's better than the alternatives.
He says those alternatives were either defaulting on the debt or having more in the bill that Republicans could not support. And he says the deal is a big accomplishment for Republicans.
How you could ignore the fact that it's the biggest reduction in government spending in the history of the country is beyond me.
A vote in the Senate is likely tomorrow. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Perhaps he'll be looking for the job. Utah Speaker of the House Brad Wilson says retiring Congressman Chris Stewart has been a valuable resource for the state, someone lawmakers depend on.
I'll tell you, as Speaker of the House here, it is really comforting and reassuring to know that when we have an issue that we need help with in D.C., that we can call leaders like Chris and get their help. He's a good person. He's worked really, really hard for the state.
Speculation is that Wilson is among those who could run for Stewart's seat in Congress, though he has yet to announce his intentions. Another sentencing today for a member of the Oath Keepers militia.
Roberto Minuto was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for his role in the January 6th insurrection. He was convicted of seditious conspiracy, and prosecutors had asked for a 17-year sentence. Minuto claimed he went to the Capitol to help police officers in distress, but the judge said there was no evidence of that. Last week, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes got an 18-year prison sentence, the longest sentence yet after the attack on the Capitol. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 5:34. A bat has tested positive for rabies in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has what you need to know.
First, it's important to note that rabies is rare, even among bats, and most of the time, healthy bats steer clear of humans. But rabid bats might be more likely to approach or be approachable, and their bites or scratches can often go unnoticed because they're so small.
Plus, the only way to know an animal has rabies is posthumous testing. So the Salt Lake County Health Department says you should avoid all wild animals and make sure your pets have their vaccines up to date.
Health officials say if you see a bat in a place where you normally wouldn't, avoid touching it and report it to animal control. Crews are cleaning up the huge mess that avalanche has left behind this winter. UDOT's John Gleason is telling us there were nearly 100 avalanches in Little Cottonwood Canyon alone.
It really wreaked havoc on the canyon there, bringing down trees, rocks, all sorts of debris.
Gleason says as crews deal with the mess caused by an intense winter, hikers should use caution, avoid falling trees and rocks.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.